Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today I want to talk to you about removing your grave clothes. Do you remember the story that we find in John chapter 11 of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead? Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha, were very close friends of Jesus while he walked on this earth. He loved them very dearly. And the sisters had sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was quite ill. And when Jesus heard this, the scripture tells us that he stayed where he was 2 more days. He knew that Lazarus would die, and he knew exactly what he planned to do about it. And he intentionally stayed away so that that process could take place, so that God might be glorified by Jesus raising him from the dead. We pick up the story in verse 38 of John chapter 11. So Jesus, again being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the people standing around, I said it so they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This story is one of the most compelling stories of the miracles of Jesus in the Gospels. A man who had been dead 4 days and prepared for burial and buried in a tomb was in front of a crowd of mourners, raised from the dead simply by the words of Jesus going forth, saying, "Lazarus, come forth." I want you to focus with me for a few moments on this interesting picture of Lazarus coming forth from the dead, coming out of the tomb, and yet it says that he was bound hand and foot with wrappings and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. The practice of the people at the time of Jesus with regard to their burial traditions and customs was that the body of the person who died would be washed, and then they would take strips of linen cloth a few inches in width, and they would be wrapped around the limbs and around the body of the dead person, and then they would also separately wrap the head. And we see this picture as Lazarus came forth out of the tomb, because he was still wrapped up, it says. He was bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with cloth as well. Understand this symbolic picture. This was a historically accurate picture of Jesus' workings of miracles on the earth when he was here, but it also gives us a great picture of the experience when someone has been dead in sin, as the scripture tells us. And when Jesus brings forth life in that person, when a person becomes born again, when a person cries out and calls on the name of the Lord, and they are saved, they believe that Jesus died for their sins, and that God caused them to rise from the dead, to break the power of sin and death over a person's life. And when a person accepts that substitution that Jesus gave, when he gave his very life for us, he took the punishment of sin upon himself when he died on that cross, and then he broke the power of sin, and we see that in the power of the resurrection, breaking the power of sin and death by rising from the dead. we see a phenomenal picture of what happens to us in our spirit when we are born again. We are dead in our sin and trespasses, and then when we're born again, we are no longer under the law of sin and death, but the scripture says that we are freed from the law of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8:2. And this is a picture we see with Lazarus. Jesus calls him forth. He comes forth from the dead. This was a dead man. And he comes out. Now he's alive. But there's something that still needs to be done. He needs to be unwrapped. He needs to have his grave clothes removed. You know, those grave clothes are symbols of what was once true about you. The grave clothes on Lazarus were definitely a reflection of a past condition. He was dead. That's why he had the grave clothes on him. But when he came forth, he's got a new condition. He's no longer dead. He's alive. So my question to you is this. Should Lazarus, because he was once dead and buried and put away in a tomb, should he have kept those grave clothes on him, even though he was now alive? Certainly not. That would be ridiculous to see a man who's alive walking around, hopping around, stumbling about, wrapped in burial cloths. And yet many Christians live their Christian life that exact way. They've been born again. They've been freed from the law of sin and death. They've come forth, you could say, out of the grave of the law of sin and death. And yet they've never removed the grave clothes. If the grave clothes can be considered symbols of what was once true about you, then your new condition needs to be reflective of what's happened to you. You've come alive. You've come alive in Christ. Death, you had grave clothes. But when you're alive, you remove the grave clothes. We see a picture with Lazarus of the grave clothes that were wrapped around his head. You could say that the old thoughts that were once aligned with your sinful and godless condition that you lived in when you were dead in your sins, those old thoughts must be removed. Do you realize it's not automatic when you're born again that the old thoughts that you had when you were living in sin, dead in your sins, that those automatically leave you? You may have noticed that. It is no more automatic than it was for Lazarus when he came out of the tomb. The grave clothes did not simply fall off. They did not explode supernaturally and leave his body. No, Jesus called him forth. He came alive out of death. But then there had to be a removal of the grave clothes that reflected his past condition. You need, and I need, to remove the old thoughts that once were a reflection of our past condition. When we were dead in our sins, we thought in a certain way. We had certain thought patterns that were just very familiar to us. They were just the reality of our current condition of being dead in our sins. But when you become born again, you need to remove the grave clothes of those old thinking patterns, those old thoughts. We find this exact instruction for us in the book of Isaiah. And in Isaiah chapter 55, we find a discussion about thoughts. And one of the things that the scripture tells us in verse 7 is this: let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The idea here is that you have to forsake, which means to abandon, your thoughts. You have to abandon the thoughts that once were perfectly appropriate for a person who is dead in their sins, but now that you're born again and you're alive, you have to choose to abandon those thoughts. As much as Lazarus had to choose to abandon the grave clothes that he was wrapped in, because now he was alive and no longer dead. He didn't need the grave clothes anymore. Had he said, no, just leave the grave clothes alone. I was dead once and I was in a tomb once. I'll just leave these on because I was dead. It's appropriate to leave them on. Would have been a ridiculous thing. And it is just as ridiculous and inappropriate for a Christian to keep the old thought patterns, to hold on to the old thought patterns that you once had when you were dead in your sins. The scripture tells us we need to forsake our thoughts that don't line up with the Word of God and what's true about you now as a born-again believer. You're going to have to abandon your thoughts, and that's a choice of your own will. An interesting observation we can make here also is that Jesus told the disciples and those around him to loose him and let him go, or unbind him and let him go. In other words, the people around the person who had just been made alive, the person who's just been born again, needs to assist the other party in removing the grave clothes of the old thinking patterns. You have to allow people to help you in your life. Many people, Christians, have a certain amount of pride and they don't want other people's assistance. Perhaps they say, well, no, I'm born again now and everything's taken care of. But the scripture is very clear. Remove the grave clothes. Unbind him and let him go. Allow other people to help you. You have to allow or cooperate with God's way of doing things. Had Lazarus resisted them removing the grave clothes, he could have stayed bound up. If you resist God's help that he sends to you through your pastor, through other Christians, through Bible teachers who try to give you the assistance in removing the old grave clothes of your old ways of thinking and giving you new clothes, new ways of thinking that line up with the Word of God, if you resist that, I don't need that, when I'm born again, I got everything, you will be the person walking around born again. Yes, you'll go to heaven when you die, but you're still bound up. Why? Because you have to forsake your thoughts that were aligned with your old life of being under the law of sin and death, of being dead in the grave of sin. You have to put on the new clothes, the thoughts of God. In Isaiah 55, it goes on to say, and God is speaking here, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Now, this scripture tells us that we have to abandon the old thoughts that were aligned with our once wicked way of living. And we have to put on the thoughts that are God's thoughts, which are higher, God says, than our old way of thinking and our old way of doing things. God wants you to be a Christian that's born again in your spirit, but also that your soulish realm, which is your mind, will, and emotions, are free from the old grave clothes. This is a vital thing. Be willing to receive the help from other people so you don't stay bound in those old grave clothes. Let me give you a few examples of some old grave clothes that I've observed on people. A person who's born again has been forgiven of their sins, we know, from the Word of God. And yet there are many Christians who are still wearing the old grave clothes of shame. Shame is something that will come upon you, that will overtake you. It's even a spirit sent by the enemy to keep you just so bound up in condemnation. When you've sinned, you have the conscience that God has given you, and it will be pricked, and we feel that in the form of guilt when we've done something wrong. And the purpose of that is to lead us to a place of repentance where we'll go to the Lord and say, God, forgive me. I've done wrong. That's the pricking of your conscience or the pricking of your heart by the Spirit of God, and that's the way God designed man. But shame brings on a heavy condemnation that a person cannot shake off. They feel shame continuously. It cloaks them with a heaviness. and they can never feel they can get away from it. When a person has committed sin, they maybe come underneath this cloak of shame if they've never turned to God and asked for forgiveness. But once a person has asked for forgiveness from the Lord, and the scripture says that if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God will cleanse you and remove that sense of guilt over the sin because He's forgiven you. But shame will weigh you down, feel like you can never, are never worthy of God's attention or His love because of this heavy sin, even though you may know in your mind that God forgave you. It's a decision of your will to agree with the Word of God, to come into the place where you want to put on the clothing of the thoughts of God. But if you are struggling as a Christian with shame, you're wearing an old grave cloth. Perhaps you'll say, but I've done terrible things, and so I deserve to feel this shame all the time, to feel condemned, even though I know God forgave me, but I deserve it because I did such horrible things in my life. Understand, you are wearing old grave clothes. The shame goes with that law of sin and death. The freedom that Christ brings into your life frees you from shame. You need to decide that you're going to agree with God and you're going to put on God's thoughts. And here are some of God's thoughts. In Isaiah chapter 1, we find the beautiful promise, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. That's the promise of God to the person who would turn and repent and ask God for forgiveness. And you know that word repent means to turn and go in another direction and to change your way of thinking. Exchange the grave cloth of shame for the new clothing of freedom that Christ offers you. Also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, we find the beautiful promise. Whoever is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. When I was a new believer and I began to be aware of how God's standards of holiness were so far from what I had been living in, living a life of sin, and I began to feel tremendous shame over the things that I had done as an unbeliever. I thought of all my sins, even though I knew God forgave me and accepted me and now I was born again, but I started to concentrate on all the old sin, and this spirit of shame just overwhelmed me. I could not seem to shake it. But you know, someone came alongside and helped loose the grave cloth of shame over my life. They removed that grave cloth by giving me some new clothing of the Word of God. And it was this scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Whoever's in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come, or the past is gone. That freed me. It helped take off that grave cloth of shame over my life. That I thought, praise God, the old is really gone. God's removed that out of my life. I don't need to wear the old grave cloth of thinking of myself through the eyes of shame. It freed me. Allow the Word of God through other people, through your Bible teachers and pastors and Christians who'll speak words of life from the Word of God. Allow them to help you remove those grave cloths off of your life. It will be so freeing, and you'll be able to walk your Christian life not bound up by the grave clothes of death that you had when you were once in that grave of sin and death. Other grave clothes I've observed people holding on to or wearing still, though they've been born again, are thoughts like this. Well, I've always been this way. I've always had a bad temper. Or I've always been unemotional. Or I've always had a weakness for alcohol. Or I've always been depressed. That's just the way I am. That's just my personality to be moody. Do you understand that when you are born again, you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, the old is gone and the new has come? And the scripture tells us in Philippians this promise to the person in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's a complete new way of thinking and looking at life, your own life, quite opposed to the old way of thinking that I've always been this way, so therefore I will always be this way. I've always been depressed, therefore I will continue to be depressed as a Christian, even though I know I'm born again, I'm going to heaven when I die. That's living life in the grave clothes. Allow the Lord to assist you. He doesn't want you moody. He doesn't want you depressed. He's come to set the captive free. If you've been captive to depression, His freedom is for you. If you've been a captive to mood swings, His freedom is for you. If you've been a captive to alcohol or cigarettes, nicotine, or any other substance, a captive to gluttony, to overeating, the Scripture tells us so plainly that Jesus came to set the captive free. You need to accept the Word of God as the new clothing of your life. It needs to clothe your mind. It needs to clothe your actions. It needs to clothe where you go and who you associate with. You know, when they unwrap Lazarus, they unwrapped his head. His way of thinking needed to change. He's not dead anymore. He doesn't need to think about himself as a dead man. They unwrapped his arms, his hands. He needed no longer to think about himself as being dead and unable to do what is right in his life. They unwrapped his feet and his legs. He no longer needed to think about himself or see himself unable to move forward in his life and doing the things of God. God brings freedom to the person who accepts the truth of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of their life. And God will give you the power to live out a life in Christ Jesus, free from the old ways of doing things, the old ways of thinking, the old ways of looking at the world. But how do you recognize and remove grave clothes that may be in your life? Jesus gave us the clue in John chapter 8. He said these words to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will liberate you." If you continue in my word, or if you remain in my word, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will liberate you. As we walk through the Christian life, it's a process of receiving and understanding and perceiving and having more revelation of God's truth about ourselves, about the world around us, about God Himself. But the key to your freedom and the condition of your freedom will be based upon how much you continue in the Word of God, how much you remain in the Word of God. If you remain in the world's way of thinking, if your input is constantly the newspaper and the television, and that worldview is constantly what you're taking in, and that's where you remain, you will remain bound in your life in many areas, even though you may have received Christ and you have the knowledge and the understanding and the belief that Jesus has forgiven your sins and has brought you into right relationship with God the Father and will bring you to heaven when you die. But God intended you to have more than that. He didn't intend to bring you out of the grave and then let you hop around the world in your bound up condition with old grave clothes on. He wants you to remove the grave clothes, but you have to cooperate. Will you cooperate with the Word of God? Will you remain in Jesus' words? Will you remain and continue in His Word and dig out the truth for your life and understand what God's saying to you? It will liberate you. It will free you. Remove the grave clothes and walk freely in Christ and pursue Him with all of your heart. God wants you to live a free and victorious life that will be a sign to many, just as Lazarus was in his day. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, remove those old grave clothes and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.